I am a little conflicted when I call you. I did, in fact, need help with my report, as it was due shortly. However, I hadn't seen you in ages, what with us working remotely for so long, and I missed seeing you every day. I missed your presence, your smile, your warmth. I'm hoping you don't see through the thin facade that I created with this call for help. I am so elated when you agree, without hesitation, to come over to help me. It's a beautiful sunny day. I rush to answer the door when you knock. I am blinded by the morning sun as I open the front door. At first, I am not able to make you out, but as my eyes adjust, I see your lovely silhouette come into focus, and then your beautiful face. You smile that infectiously warm smile of yours at me, and I am instantly at ease and excited all at the same time. You lean in to kiss me on the cheek, and I can smell that familiar scent of your shampoo that I haven't smelled in ages. I have to remember not to linger too long as I kiss your one cheek and then the other. I step aside and you enter the foyer, taking in your new surroundings. I close the front door behind you and ask you to follow me down the hallway to my office. It's a warm and cozy space with lots of books lining the walls. There is a leather couch and matching chair to one side, and a big, beautiful wooden desk on the other. The room is bathed in morning light, which is pouring in through the giant bay window at the one end of the room. I turn and look at you, and you seem lost in thought. I ask you if you've eaten or if you'd like something to drink. You come back from wherever you've been, but you have an almost guilty look on your face. You ask for coffee, and I make my way down to the kitchen to fetch it. I return with your coffee and hand you the cup. My fingers graze your soft hand, and I feel a moment of electricity. I try not to linger on the thoughts that I'm suddenly having, and we get to work. Several hours go by as we work. I'm writing away, and you're editing and adding in graphics. As we get closer to lunch, you order us some food, and we take a break when it arrives. Up until now, I've been able to distract myself with writing. But now, talking with you and catching up, I'm reminded of all the things that are so irresistible about you, that I've been missing about you. Like that shy look you get on your face when you try to make eye contact with me. The way that you always laugh at my terrible jokes, and when you reach up and nervously tuck your hair behind your ear, exposing your neck. That neck that I want to bury my face in and kiss for days. I notice that you look a little flustered. You clean up from lunch and we get back to work. You've made some changes to the report and you're taking me through them. I'm sitting in my office chair while you're standing next to me, leaning over the desk to reach the keyboard. I catch you as you briefly look back over your shoulder. I assume to see if I'm paying attention. I honestly haven't heard a word you've said for the last 5 minutes or so, as I've been distracted by your skirt and how it's riding up ever so slightly. exposing more of your thighs and clinging to your ass. I hear you clear your throat and my concentration snaps back to you. My concentration is short-lived, however, as I get lost again in the view in front of me. I can't help myself anymore. I gently reach up and grip the back of your thigh just below the hemline of your skirt. I can feel you tense up under my grasp, so I loosen it ever so slightly and begin to massage you. You relax and carry on. I slowly move my hand up the back of your thigh, massaging you as I go. I notice that your breath is getting more labored the higher I go. I finally reach the top of your leg and give you another little squeeze. I hear you let out a moan, and you lean further over the desk and shift your hips so that I have better access between your legs. All I can think to myself is this really happening? I move my hand between your legs and cup my hand around your pussy. I begin to rub you through your panties. You let out an even louder moan this time. I stand up out of the chair and lean in next to your ear and whisper to you, "Do you like that?" You are practically panting at this point, but manage to get out a breathy, "Yes." At this, I start to quicken the pace, bringing you closer to climax. I don't want you to come yet, so I stop abruptly, to which I hear you gasp in protest. I see you look back at me, wondering why I've stopped. I grab and push your skirt up over your hips so that it bunches at your waist. I stop for a moment and admire your ass, now that it's in full view. I take my thumbs and hook them into the waistband of your panties and drag them down your legs, letting them fall to your ankles. Your ass and pussy are fully exposed to me, and I take you all in. My fingers reach in and start to play with you, rubbing your clit, and then, ever so slowly, making my way to your entrance. I pause briefly, teasing you, and then plunge my finger into you. You let out the loudest moan and start to whimper in ecstasy. Just as you're about to come, I stop. I pull my chair behind you and sit down. I grab your ass with both hands and I bury my mouth in you. Your knees almost buckle under the intense pleasure of my tongue. It doesn't take long until you come all over my mouth and fingers and collapse on the desk, barely able to breathe. But I'm not done with you. I turn you over and lift you up onto the desk. I lean down and kiss you hard on the mouth. You can taste yourself on my lips. You grab my tie and pull me in closer. You proceed to undo my tie and place it around your neck. You then slowly unbutton my shirt and delve your hands in, sliding them onto my stomach and around my back. You pull me into you and start kissing my stomach and chest. You reach for my belt and begin to undo it. Then you undo the button on my pants and slowly slide the zipper down. My pants fall to the floor, and now there is just this thin fabric of my boxers between you and my cock. You look up into my eyes with a coy look on your face, and it's all I can do to contain myself. I smile at you knowingly, and you flash me a cheeky grin. You tug at the bottom of my boxer shorts, slowly inching them down my hips until they're low enough that my cock finally peeks out at you. You tug a little harder, and my hard cock falls out in front of you. You take my cock in your hands and begin to stroke it. As you stroke it, pre-cum starts to glisten on the tip. You take your thumb and rub it all around the head as you continue to stroke me. You slide off the desk and are kneeling before me. You take your tongue and slowly run it up the underside of my cock, from the base right up to the tip. Then you slowly run your tongue around the head and start to take my whole cock into your mouth. You take hold of my shaft with your soft, warm hands and with your mouth, slowly starting to suck my cock. Your mouth feels exquisite wrapped around me, and I can barely keep myself composed as you gradually increase the speed with which you move your mouth and hand. I finally have to put my hand on your head and tell you, "Oh God, stop, you're gonna make me come." You slide me out of your mouth and you release me from your hand. I help you up to your feet and take your beautiful face into my hands and kiss you hungrily. My tongue slips into your mouth as you let out a moan. Your mouth feels so good on mine. I don't want to stop kissing you. My hands slip down to your blouse and I start to undo the buttons. I continue to kiss you, but I start to tease you with softer, quicker, gentler kisses. I finally get your blouse off and move to undo your bra. As it falls away, I take in the sight of your beautiful breasts. I have wanted to see them for so long, and I am not disappointed. I let out a moan of approval and say to you, "They are even better than I imagined." I take one in each hand and gently massage them. I move down and take one of your nipples in my mouth and begin to play with it with my tongue and gently bite it. I take your other nipple in my hand and pinch and play with it. You let out a groan as I continue to play with your breasts. You seem like you're going to become unhinged if I keep it up for much longer. So I kiss you again and take your hand and lead you over to the couch. I have you lay down on the couch and grab a pillow. I lift your hips and slide it beneath you. I position myself between your legs and lean over to kiss you. I press my chest into your beautiful breasts and you wrap your arms around me. You feel so good beneath me with your arms around me. I just want to savor the moment. I make my way over to your neck and proceed to kiss and suck all the way down to your clavicle. I whisper in your ear, "Do you have any idea how long I've wanted this?" You respond with an astonishing, "Not as long as I've wanted it." Hearing those words makes me so delighted. I'm at a loss for words, and all I can manage is an elated smile, and all I want to do is kiss you. I lean back and take my cock in my hand. I tease you by rubbing the tip of my cock into your clit and entrance, all with a smile on my face as I look you in the eye. You start to squirm beneath me with anticipation and begin to plead with me. "Please fuck me," you beg. "Please, I need you to fuck me." After a few more moments of begging, I finally put you out of your misery and slide my cock inside you. We both let out a moan at the same time, and I bend down and kiss you deeply. Ah, my cock feels so good inside you. It feels like a warm, wet, velvety kiss. The sensation on my cock is almost too much to bear. Each thrust feels better than the last. I can hear you moaning uncontrollably beneath me, and I can feel your pussy starting to clench around my cock. I stop and let you enjoy the orgasm I've just given you. I lean down and whisper in your ear, "That's my good girl." And I can't help but smile as I kiss your cheek. I start to thrust again, this time more urgently. The pleasure is starting to build again, and I can feel that I'm going to come soon. And you are close again as well. I say to you, "I'm close. Where do you want me to come?" You look me directly in the eyes and say, "Come inside me. Please come inside me." The next second, you are coming around my cock and you are clenching me so hard that it's too much for me, and I come as well. I look up at you and find the most mischievous smile I've ever seen plastered on your face. This makes me laugh and say, "That's an awfully impish smile." You look back at me and say, "I think someone enjoyed themselves." To which I can't help but chuckle and grin and reply, "If I'm not mistaken, I wasn't the only one." I collapse on top of you and kiss you. We stay like that for a few minutes with me still inside you, kissing you, the both of us in an absolute state of bliss. I finally get up to go and retrieve a towel for you. I smile to myself as I walk back to the other room. I can feel your eyes watching me as I go. I catch you smiling as I walk back into the room and I ask you, "What's with the goofy grin?" You continue to smile and say, "Well, it's just that this is not how I saw the day going." I can't help but chuckle to myself as I reach down and grab my boxers and put them on. And you think I did? You eye me suspiciously as I sit down next to you, handing you my shirt to put on and say, "Well, you are the one that asked me to come to your house." I can't help but look at you with a slightly sheepish grin as I pull you into my arms. "Well, to be honest, I was really just hoping to spend some time with you, but I didn't think it would end up like this. I've liked you for a while, and with being out of the office for so long, I miss seeing you every day. I thought this would be a good excuse to get to see you. I was thinking that I would just ask you out for dinner after." After a moment, you lean over and kiss me on the cheek and whisper in my ear, "Well, you can still take me out for dinner, you know. A girl's gotta eat, especially after that."